This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two adults are dead and a child is hospitalized after three kayaks capsized yesterday at Lake Pueblo State Park. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says an adult and child in one kayak capsized in high winds and heavy waves. Two other adults, each in a kayak themselves, tried to help, but their boats also capsized. CPW says eight people have now died in water-related incidents on Lake Pueblo this year. If the two are confirmed as drownings, CPW says it would bring the total of recreation-related drowning statewide to 36. Birds at the Denver Zoo are back in quarantine after veterinarians confirmed two deaths related to avian flu. CPR's Paulo Chalceda reports.
A Brazilian teal and a Barrow's golden eye came up positive for the highly pathogenic avian flu during tests by state and federal agencies. The zoo's other birds, which include penguins, flamingos, and lorikeets, will remain indoors for at least 21 days. The virus has circulated in Colorado since February. Outbreaks peaked in the spring, but wild bird migration brought a surge in cases that started last month. This strain of avian flu is not harmful to humans. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
Coloradans may be the first people in the nation to drink recycled wastewater sent straight to their homes. The state is moving to regulate direct potable reuse. That's the process of treating sewage and sending it directly to taps without being dispersed in a larger body of water. Cities like Castle Rock already rely on indirect potable reuse, which involves dumping treated wastewater into streams and waters to stretch supply. Right now in Denver, it's 50 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.